Hey guys, welcome back to the final Love Island minisode. It's Jasmine here.
And Vic, and we've got a special guest in the building.
Woo, 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 woo.
In the online Zoom building. That's right. We've got Leanne from woo! The winter series of Love Island. Everybody make some noise.
Hey.
Cheers. How are you, Leanne?
I'm good. How are you, Laura?
Good. Good to have you here, man.
Good.
I know.
Good,
I miss y'all.
You're the only person to come on this podcast twice.
Really?
I don't know why that is. True? It's not like we did this on purpose, but I just noticed today. I was like, oh, yeah, I'm the second person to a repeat offender.
Might as well make me a host.
Regular. Come on, regular.
Yeah, I mean, come I then. Don't mind.
Come then.
How's life been treating you?
Good. It's been good. Freedom Day arrived, you know, and
yeah, we've been seeing that you've been out.
Yeah, she uh-huh. Leanne's been outside.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Guys, can you blame me? Nah, can you you've actually blame me?
She was at the restaurants.
I was we at saw the you. Restaurant. No, literally on what day was we allowed out? I can't remember. But
was it the 14th of something?
It was July
19th of July, yeah.
That's it, yeah.
That's the one at Sunday midnight. I said yes.
Midnight.
I had to.
Wow.
Yeah, I had to.
Fair dues.
Yeah, no, I don't blame
Alrighty,
you.
Alrighty, let's talk about the one and only Love Island. Let's not go to the final right quickly. But I want to go ask you real quick, Leanne. How's life been since Love Island?
It's been good. Like, a lot of it has been lockdown, you know.
But yeah, everybody was saying that your series was shagged.
It's peak. I can't lie, it is peak. But yeah, most of it is lockdown, so I think it was a bit of a shag, but you know, what can you do?
Apart from that
though, it's been good. Like, the times we've been out and open, it's been good.
Are you still in contact with any islanders?
Yeah, every now and again, I'll see some of the girls, or I'll see like Naz or whatever. Yeah,
that's cute. Oh yeah, you and Naz are close, right? You got a friendship. That's cute.
Yeah,
that's cute. That's cute. That's cute. And
how was it watching how was it watching like this series for you? Was any of it like a bit like, oh my gosh?
Yeah, it's so different, 100%. Like, literally, I thought, oh, do you know what? I don't even know if I'm gonna watch this, because I just thought, like, Loki been ruined for me a little bit. Do you know what I mean? Like, I've been there, like, but I did, and I enjoyed it still. But like, I would still think, nah, did that really happen, or was she really trying to say that, or do you know what I mean?
Yeah, was it? Somehow, you know,
some bits I would be like, there's no way, like, that's so obvious, or do you know what I mean? I'm thinking, which producer made them do? But apart from that, it was still good to watch.
But you found love. Huh? I don't know if you want to talk about this. Okay, no, don't worry.
I'm joking. Yeah, I did.
but not on the highlands.
Not on
in
the
highlands. In the UK.
Blinging, yeah.
In the United of Kingdom, you found the love. United,
yeah.
We just want to say we happy for you, sister. We happy. It's cute.
Thanks, guys. I'm shy.
I knew it.
I'm joking. Thanks, y'all.
No, it's cute. Yeah, let's get into it. So, from the last episode we saw that Liberty and Jake is finished. Did you guys expect them to break up?
Not like that, you know. I'm not going to lie.
Like, it's kind of like, yes, I know. I thought it was a thing where, you know what it is, yeah? I don't know what it is about Jake. I don't know whether he actually was just like a confused guy in that place, as in like he just didn't know where to place himself, or whether he actually was just this. Is it disingenuous?
Yeah.
Do you get what I mean? So I don't know which one. I couldn't work it out, because I'm thinking, if this guy actually like loves this girl or whatever, and he's just like maybe a bit weird, then it's peak the way everyone's getting onto him. But I don't know. Something's not right with him.
Yeah, so I ain't right. I feel that too. A part of me was like, is he bad at communicate? Actually, no. Yeah. Let me not give him the bonus. Sorry, I didn't. That. Did you think that? Oh. I never did. I think I'm lying to you.
No, but you know what?
I thought it was mad.
I thought, yeah, I mean, I think in the beginning, I thought, okay, maybe he's just bad at communicating. Like, you know, when he was first saying, oh, like, you love me and stuff, I was just like, oh, it's a bit weird how it's like he'll say that, but then he'll act a bit like he will never return it. I was like, oh, like, maybe he's just, you know, bad at expressing his feelings. But it was always in the back of my head that when Lucinda and Millie came in, he was very much interested. Mm-hmm. It's like it quickly faded, sorry, guys, from what we could see.
Did you guys see that Hugo tea? The Hugo TikTok?
What was it? Because I don't think I read it properly.
So basically he said that it was something like Jake was trying to get to know, literally Millie. Exactly what he said. Like, he was trying to get to know Millie and Liberty was trying to get to know Hugo. And I just feel like he's a liar.
But obviously the thing is, like,
Hugo or Jake?
Hugo.
I'm dead. Okay. All right then.
I don't know. I'm not there in it, and there's bad, maybe she did get to know Hugo, but I just feel like, really?
wait, so Hugo's trying to say that Liberty was trying to get to know him.
Yeah,
I don't believe that either. That's why I think he's a liar. He's a dirty liar.
That's what I'm saying. He's a dirty liar. Because I don't know.
So he really, nah. The thing is, I think I do have this inkling that the producers must be like, okay, we're gunning for these people to win. So we need to not show certain things.
Hundreds. Yeah. 1,000%.
Yeah. Because I have an inkling that could be the case. But even though Liberty and Jake could be genuine, and even if Jake got to know Millie or whoever, let's say they weren't boyfriend and girlfriend at that time, that wouldn't been, it's not a bad thing for him to have done. Do you know what I mean? But it's the way the editing is so much like, let's protect them to the core. Yeah. So you really believe that this guy's eyes have never moved in this place. But it was so obvious, because when Liberty was dumping him, she kept saying, I never wear blazer dresses, I wear high heels and I wear red lipsticks. And it's all those things.
Where'd that come from?
And you think, okay, oh gosh, this man has said something about the way, because who else wears blazer dresses? Millie.
Yeah.
So, and who else doesn't really wear red lipstick too tough? Millie. So it's looking that way. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%.
Ah, Jake, man.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're broken.
Very disappointing, man.
But no, what do you guys think? What do you guys think when he went back to the lads and he was like, yeah, Teddy was like, did she dump you? And then he was like, oh no, it was mutual. I said,
so embarrassing.
I said, very. Nah, you're not going to lie on my good sister like that.
He tried it. I don't know why he did that. I mean, it was kind of mutual though. Like,
but who began the convo?
But
the thing is, Jake hijacked it, because she was basically saying it's over. And then in the middle of it, he was like, well, I just think that it's best that we go separate ways. I was like, are you? Slow down, buddy. She was getting there. True. I was just like,
yeah, she was getting there in her own. And that's the thing as well. I don't know, because people were like, oh, you know what? Jake actually proper rattles me, because I don't know. It proper just makes me so confused, because I just feel like, because everyone's like, oh, like, if he really loved her, he'd be like, no, like, or he'd at least try to fight which I do agree with. But also, it could be a thing where, like, I don't know, man. Oh, I'm just so confused.
What, like, maybe he's tired of fighting?
Yeah, like, maybe, and I love Liberty, but maybe he just feels like, oh, there's no point. If, do you know what I mean? There could be so many other things other than just, oh, like, he didn't even fight for her because he doesn't love her. Like, do you know what I mean? Mm. But with that being said, I don't like him for her.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is. But in my humble opinion, he should have fought for this love like Cheryl Cole was fighting for love.
I agree. Yeah,
I really wanted him to just fight, but like when he didn't, maybe he was like, do you know what? Why should I even stress myself? Am I gonna win the 50k? They probably don't like me. Let me just be going. True. Let me pack my bag. Like,
I think he wanted to do the last
honourable thing.
Yeah,
he tried, man.
What do you guys think if he had stayed and he didn't go with Liberty? What do you think that would have looked like?
What, as a final man in the what, trying to win the show on his own?
On his own, on his own. Alrighty, sorry about that, guys. We had some minor technical issues, but back into the pod. what were we saying?
We literally just finished off saying that Jake, what would it have looked like if Jake tried to finish on his own?
He would have looked just wrong and strong, you know? So I think it's good he went with Liberty. At least, you know, just a little niceness as he left. I think he had no choice, really.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Also, did you guys see the papers? There was an article that said, that's from Jake's dad, quote, that says, Jake is too stupid to have a game plan.
You know them ones when they think they're helping and it's just like... Your dad actually called you stupid, but yeah,
literally, I found that so funny.
Nah.
And then we had the baby challenge.
Yeah,
I think that's my least favorite. You know, I hate that challenge. Like, it's so boring. And every year now, it's like the same thing. Like, the men are posing as attentive and interested, and the women are. No, I'm not interested. It's just like, oh, come on. I'm so bored of that same narrative every single year.
Oh, I really liked it. I loved it.
I love it.
Do you know what I found hilarious, though? So, of course, some women don't want to have kids. Cool. And some women don't feel, what's the word? That's it. Yeah. Cool, you know? So because of that, you know how Faye was reacting when she was literally like, she saw the baby and she was like swearing. She was like, oh, fuck off. I want it to be puppies, blah, blah, blah. I was like, okay, but the baby is here now. So what can we do?
What can you do? Well, I mean, bruh.
So then I saw people being like, why are people angry at Faye for being angry at the baby? Some women don't want babies, blah, blah, blah. Okay, but it's a toy baby. It's a toy. Yeah. It's plastic. The baby is here.
Do you know what? Yeah, I can't lie. I probably would have said the same thing. Mm-mm. Only in that circumstance, only because, like, you know, when I don't know if you've ever babysat and the baby just won't stop crying, and you're actually just like, just shush. And the fact that it's actually not even a baby, like, you don't even have that. You know how babies are cute, and like, you don't even have that to like make up for the fact that the baby's crying. Like, it's actually just plastic crying at you, like. Do you get what I mean?
No, I get you. The thing is, I felt everybody felt the same, like they were annoyed, but I just felt like hers was to another level. Like, it was, she was literally shouting the whole day.
I know. Like, just, it's true. The baby's actually here. But I love that challenge, though. I can't lie. Like, I just found it so funny.
Yeah, it's really cute seeing the men with the babies as well. I find that really adorable.
Yeah, Tyler was so cute with the baby.
And Liam, oh my God, it was adorable. It was so, yeah, so cute.
Teddy was a single dad that day.
Dead.
Toby and Chloe were killing me.
They did not want the two of them did not want the baby.
That's so funny. For real.
Oh gosh. Shall we get on to the elephant in the room?
Yeah, go on.
Faye and Teddy. What are your
thoughts?
Yeah.
Hey.
Did you say hey?
Yeah, I did. The thoughts, I don't even know where to start, guys. I don't know where to start. Teddy, at first, I felt sorry for him. I was thinking, do you know what? Like, when he come back from Casa, I was like, nah, he doesn't deserve this, whatever. But he likes it. He loves it. There's no point in feeling sorry for someone who likes enjoying
it. Fixes.
It's true. He's happy where he is, which means, you know, we should all be happy for him.
Key.
You know, I'm happy for him as long as he's happy in it.
But the maddest thing is, I know he's not. I can see it in his eyes. But there's not. I'm not saving you. I'm not saving you, sir. I'm not saving you.
When Vic was said to me, like, they're leaving Mallorca or wherever they are, pictures or stories, I was like, this man needs help. Like, he's actually being fake now. I can see the regret in his eyes.
Leanne said he doesn't need help. He's okay where he is.
He's fine where he is. He's okay where he is. Even his brothers, guys, you know when they met the parents and stuff, the family, and his brothers can hide the fact, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. There was one brother that was like, yeah, no, you're awful. I said, oh.
Yeah. I said, oh my God.
I said, oh. I cried at the parents coming in the villa. I cried. So did I.
Tyler's dad. Nah, can you adopt me? Because I don't understand.
Who's that?
Tyler.
Oh my God, he's such a G.
I can't even believe it.
He's so iconic. Cool. The fact that he said nobody in Casa No, 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 uncle, no. He said, nobody in Gaza is doing what this girl is doing. I said, that would literally be my dad as well. I was dead.
No, when he said, I said, adopt me right now. This is what you need. Oof. Like, keep the vibes.
For reals, for reals. I love that they like Kaz. I love that. So basically, when Kaz's mom came in with her sister, I didn't watch the episode live, but beforehand, I kept seeing Kaz's sisters came in. Kaz's sisters. I was like, oh, I thought Kaz had one sister. I didn't know she had two.
Ah.
And I saw the person that was Kaz's mom.
Yes, because mommy's a hot mommy.
Wow.
No, she's so, like, the whole family is just
Peng.
Gorgeous. For real.
And when I saw Kaz's sister screaming, I said, everything is making sense.
It makes sense. Yeah. The exact same, like, that's the exact
twins.
Same. Like, how when I saw Chloe's mom. Twins.
Yeah.
When I saw Chloe's mom, my God. I said, it all makes sense.
But that's what made me cry, because you know when you see your parents and like, yeah, or you see someone's siblings and they act the exact same. And sometimes,
yeah,
you look at someone like Chloe and I'm like, is Chloe putting this on? Like, this girl, like, she's, these accents are from around the gaff and somehow it's this. But then her sister was the exact same. Her mom was the same. I said, nah, this is the real representation of what
it's
Chloe is like.
It's the real, exactly. I still find it so, like, weird how someone can look so like their mum or so like,
yeah,
their dad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
even Faye looked like her sister. Like, one,
yeah,
of her sisters.
Faye,
yeah,
Faye
and her, yeah,
sister,
yeah,
looked the same. And then, yeah, Chloe, I don't know, did you look deep? Chloe and her mum, I feel like, were identical.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
As her sister had wise,
her, yeah, her sister had her mannerisms small.
Yeah,
yeah, they all looked similar, but the mum, mm-hmm, and Chloe, I said, ah, like...
Mm. And that's, I was it, finished when Toby was crying.
Yeah.
I was, and then his sister, why does his sister not rate his guts? She was like, it's not that deep. Then she started,
nah,
crying.
Yeah, no. Nah. Why am I even crying? It's not that deep. I was like, lol.
Oh, I like her. I like her. No, I love the whole family thing. And also, so Kaz's sister is also an influencer, and I really want her following to go up. You know, the same way that Anna and what's Anna's,
yeah,
sister? Was it Marlia?
Or was it Amanda or something?
Mandy. Yeah. You know, the same way they basically just blew up together. I want Kaz and her sister to just blow up like that.
Yeah, they can do it. 100.
Because Mandy came along the ride. Like, Mandy's now a Love Islander.
Yeah. Yeah, Kaz can definitely bring her sister in for sure.
And yeah,
they already do videos together and that. So I feel, mm-hmm, like it would just happen automatically, to be honest.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, I mean.
Who do you guys think was the cutest, like, parent? Like, the... when the parents came, what was the cutest moment for you guys?
Liam's dad for me was cute.
Yeah.
It's just because he was like, you're all gorgeous. I was like,
yeah,
oh,
that was, and nice,
I like to see tears. So when Toby was when Toby was crying, it was so cute. Toby and his,
yeah,
sister, I found that cute.
I
don't know, man.
I think what set me off was when Tyler's mom said, oh, I'm so happy that you chose him and he chose you. That was where I was like,
that was beautiful.
Oh my, yeah, God.
That's when I started to get teary-eyed.
It's so cute. So cute.
But do you know what made me scream? Like, what? Scream. It was when Faye and everybody, Faye and Teddy, siblings and mother, everybody came together. And Faye's sister said to Faye, oh, what, you know, yes, you were angry at Teddy, but it was justified. I was like, oh,
yeah,
no. Not you justifying your sister's weariness, the craziness.
Cool, child.
Because everybody else, Tyler's dad was like, what you're doing in Gaza? He made sure. No, because Tyler's dad was so clear to make sure that I need to peep in the timeline where you effed up.
Yeah,
and like, even Liam's dad was like, yeah, I didn't like seeing that on the TV. So everybody was kind of like, you know what I mean? But with Faye's sisters, they were like, yeah, it was justified. I said, ah.
I mean, yeah. Poor child.
I said,
Even Faye and her sister sound so alike. That's the,
yeah,
thing. Like, they probably think like her, innit? If she's that explosive,
you're
that,
right. You're
that
right.
Means she's been allowed to be like that. Do you know what I mean? So
you're right. You're right.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Okay. Go on, Jazz. What,
yeah,
you
gonna say? I was just gonna say, yeah, I didn't like that. It just seemed very much enabler. Like, mm-hmm, I don't understand how you can see everyone else's reaction as well and be like,
and still go in there and be like, you know what, fair enough.
25k off complaints.
Yeah,
and then it was justified.
I'm not gonna lie to you, like, if my sister was on TV screaming like that and I was coming, I'd say, Edra, British public, she didn't mean it. I beg for your mercy. Teddy, I'm sorry. Teddy's family, I'm sorry as well. I would have been begging 20,000K.
I know. Can you actually?
I think they could have even like saved her a bit. They could have said, like, oh, like Faye, like, you know, you regret it, don't you?
Yeah.
Like,
oh my God. I was gonna say that. They should have come in and just put the words in their mouth and be like, oh yeah, we know you're sorry. Like, we know you didn't mean it. We know you want to apologize for the 25k complaints you got. And we know you want to apologize to the British public. But you know.
Because do you know how vexed I'd be, yeah, if I got 30,000 or 25,000 Ofcom complaints, everyone's gunning me down outside, and then my family come in and don't give me pre-warning.
Yeah, not like, even a wink. You know when, Jasmine, you know when you said you regret it, don't you? I just want my family member to say, don't you wink.
Cue the wink. So
even I wish you got to that stage, Leanne, where the families came in, because I wondered if like their families tell them stuff.
Yeah,
I know. I wish I could spill some tea on that. I literally don't know. I mean, you know what it is? I'm so sure that like there's a lot of things that they'll tell the families not to say.
Yeah, 100%.
They probably won't be allowed to be like, oh, you know, what's going on next year? What's going on outside? So I'm sure that people did want to say, oh, you know, this going on. Oh, you got this many followers or whatever.
Mm.
But I'm sure they wouldn't have been allowed.
I would. I'm sure it never happened, but like, did anybody get an inkling of like if their following grew while they were in there when you was in there, Leah?
No, while I was in there, you're literally not allowed to talk about it. As in, like, we would ask like the new people that come in, be like, oh, have you put out Instas, whatever,
I'm
and you're
dead
like, straight away. They would be like, no, you're not allowed. Stop. Whatever.
So, oh yeah. My gosh. So yeah, you know the producers, how inner are they? Like, are they as inner as we suspected this year? Like,
is, do you know what it is?
A case of them manipulating conversations, but is it really like, say if you don't want to talk to someone that day, do they really tell you go and talk?
Do you know what it is? I don't know whether all seasons are different. Like, you know what I mean? I actually don't know, because I feel like for my season, I heard that it has really low ratings. That's what I heard. I don't know whether the producers were trying extra hard to like, do you know what I mean? To try and up the rating. So maybe that's why, maybe this season didn't do so bad. So they kind of, it was a bit more relaxed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But for my season, there were definitely some chats that had to be had, you know, like whether you wanted to have them or not. Yeah, but I don't know about this season. So I don't know. I'm trying to hear that tea myself.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I'm sure the Islanders are happy to get back in the UK and slag off people freely, because I'm sure Liberty and Kaz want to say, you know, some people in there are mad. Like, just freely, because you can't say that in there, because next thing you know, oh, these two, they're ganging up on me.
I don't even know why I've been seeing so many of Hugo's TikToks. I really don't know why they keep coming
out. You know, I feel like he's working with TikTok, you know. I think he's working with TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
They're putting him on the homepage. Yeah, I think so.
Because nobody, I don't want to see it, but anyway.
He's always on a homepage.
How can you say you don't want to see it?
No, actually, like, I'm being willingly held against my will. But so I think that he said that, because you remember when people were saying that he had to redo the kiss 5 times or something?
Yeah.
He said that apparently that's a lie and that didn't happen.
What do you think? Do you think he probably had to redo something like
that? Do you know what, Vic? We established that he's a liar.
Okay.
Yeah. So I believe that he did have to redo that one.
Okay. Alrighty.
I think it's true. And the only reason I say that is because it was after that moment that the producers, you could tell they hated him at that point. Because the way they portrayed him after that point was bad. and that guy was gone within a few days.
Yeah, because you could tell Hugo was a favourite. You could tell that they wanted him to go far by the amount of chances he had, the amount of girls.
Absolutely, yeah. Yep.
So yeah.
Guys, one second. Sorry, my mom's shouting. 1 second.
Oh.
Can you guys hear it?
No, I couldn't.
No.
Mom.
I'm dead. How can I tell someone to stop shouting and she's fighting more?
Anyways, that's gonna how it's gonna be on the edit in the podcast. So, what can I do? So towards the final, when they had their, you know, they did their speeches and stuff. Well, before that, the guys came up in suits and they were so cute. They looked so cute. Well, Tyler and Liam, actually, and Toby, they all looked adorable.
Guys, yeah. I missed the speeches. I missed it.
Well, you, Dion was on the train. What was happening?
Basically, so I got on the train from Euston. I was going somewhere 30 minutes away. 30, yeah? So as I'm sitting on the train, I noticed that the train stopped. Sorry, I know this is complete digression. But anyway, yeah.
It's okay.
So, yeah, I noticed that it's my stop in it. Like, the doors are open. I see people, like, getting off the train, yeah? But I'm so zoned out. Like, I'm so zoned out. I'm just thinking about other things. I don't even deep, Leanne, you need to get off this train. Do you get it? Until I hear beep, 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 beep. And I'm like, oh, that's when I realise, oh. And then I quickly run to get off, the doors are closed.
I'm finished.
Like, I didn't like to expect, no. Hello, how do I get off this train? I was about to bust off the train. Press the emergency button, you know? If I knew where it was, I would have pee. I did not have time. And I was like, oh, excuse me, where's the next stop? And he was like, crew. I said, where, Manchester?
Yeah, where is that?
Exactly. And I was like, okay, cool, that's fine. How long is it? He was like, yeah, it's gonna be an hour and a half.
Mess up, man.
So I had to go all the way to crew. I waited half an hour to crew to get half an hour, one and a half hours back. Not half an hour, 1.5 hours, by the way.
Mm-mm.
So I had to go all the way to crew, wait there, and then get back. So I missed Love Island, but I kind of caught a bit of it. But I missed the speeches.
Because you know what you're on your phone?
I watched some of it on my phone, but the signal was just so dead. Like,
they didn't know you.
No, you know, my friends had to text me who came forward. I missed it. But they did look really cute from what I saw.
Yeah, they looked really cute. But yeah. The girls' dresses, I felt like Kaz looked spectacular.
Yeah, Kaz's dress, I saw that.
One of the dresses, I was like, Faye, sorry guys, I know people are gonna say, oh, you hate Faye. No, I don't hate anybody, please. I don't, I'm a child of God. But Faye wore that dress before. I said, Faye, why did you wear this? You know, you can rewear clothes, but this is the final.
I hate, you know what? I hate Faye's nighttime look. I'm just gonna keep
it. Why is it the nighttime that the look is like that? You're so right, it's the nighttime.
It's the nighttime look because in the day, there's no offer. She looks calm.
She looks fine.
And in the nighttime, she whips out the whatever she does, puts her hair back, extra brown on the lips. But her daytime look is perfect. She should just do that.
But do you know, for the finals, so while they're at the end, they had a makeup artist and hairstylist to do all their hair and makeup.
That's why they all looked polished.
Yeah. Even Faye's makeup, like, it wasn't, you could was see the better. Lips. Yeah. Yeah, it was nice.
I don't remember. Yeah. I just remember Kaz because I remember thinking, she looked good.
The lace was melted, skin so flawless, titty sitting.
Sitting, everything was looking, but I don't remember the others.
Millie looked, I was telling, because just came round mine to watch it, and Millie knows how to look nice. Millie knows how to carry herself.
And Chloe as well looked amazing. She looks amazing, unreal. Yeah, Chloe looked amazing as well.
They even gave all the boys new trims.
Mm.
Yeah, Toby's hairline was sharp.
Gave the boys new trims, but yeah. So, what was the? The speeches were really cute. I cried at Tyler's one.
Oh, really? Yeah, I need to go back really and watch it.
I don't even know. He must have said something in particular that just set me off.
Yeah, I think he said, Kaz, I'm yours and I always was, or something like that.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Aww.
Yeah, really, it was really cute.
Guys.
And so what was really what stood out? So Liam asked Millie to be his girlfriend in a speech.
Oh,
and no. He was asked, it Toby?
Yeah, it was Toby.
And I said to Jasmine, I said, oh, Toby, why did you do that? Because now I was banking on that. Because basically, what I realized is, you know, we go on Twitter, we're only seeing our timeline. So what I do is I investigate onto real timelines what other people are saying in different aspects of the UK. A lot of people don't like Kaz and Tyler because they feel like they're not they're not in a relationship. What's this, all this exclusive business? I said, okay, but Liam and Millie are exclusives. Okay, cool. But we know that Black Brits, we move slow. However, we know that white people, when they get in relationships, they see each other for 2-3 weeks, they're together. With black people, it's a different kettle of fish. We're seeing each other for six months going on. So it's different. Exactly. And because I was speaking to my boss about this as well, and he was like, that is something that I would never, ever consider. And because of that, I would think they're moving too slow. And I said, you see now? So he, my boss was like, if Tyler had asked Cass to be his girlfriend, even if it was for the game, like to get further, it might have worked in their favor. But for us black Brits, we would have felt that was moving too fast.
You know what? I hear what you're saying. It's true. I feel like the dating scene in the black British scene, or not even, the black British scene and the white British scene or other is very, very different. Because you're right. I feel like there is a lot of like kind of talking and like dating and whatever before official titles. Whereas, like you said, with other races, it's not like that. So that's very, very true.
Mm-hmm. But and it's a lot of things that white people don't consider. Like they would never know that, oh, black people just see each other. They automatically think they're not serious.
100%.
So I was, but no, go on.
I was gonna say I don't like the way that is, because I feel like there's in, I don't know what it is about black British dating, but I do feel like it can be a little bit not forced, but it's like, oh, it has to be a talking thing for 3 months, or know what I mean?
Oh yeah, for sure. And
I just feel like when the time is right, that's one thing I rate about white people dating. They just go for it.
Yeah. They love. But I just wanted to say as well, like another thing is, I feel like another reason why a lot of people thought that Tyler wasn't really into Kaz is purely because he was into the black girl from the jump. I 100% feel like if Kaz was a white woman, people would be, oh, Kaz and Tyler, blah, 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 blah. But it's because he went in there and said, I'm going in there for Kaz. Everyone was like, it can't be.
They can't believe it.
So therefore, it's fake.
Facts. Like, what's so hard to believe about that?
I feel like a lot of people as well, black people too, can't get over the head that a light-skinned brother fancies a dark-skinned woman.
Yeah, yeah.
100%.
And yeah, I was around my auntie's house the other day, and she's dark skin, her husband's light skin, and I was like, so white people are like, this don't exist.
They exist all the time. It exists everywhere, but colorism is so. Oh, listen, that one is for another
this
day.
This country especially is in bondage with colorism.
Is bondage, but my point was, I was banking for Kaz's sake that Toby would not ask Chloe. So I was like, okay, Toby, don't ask anybody any questions so you can be in the same boat as Kaz and Tyler. So when Toby asked, I said, Jazz, remember my reaction? I said, oh,
yeah,
fuck.
Yeah, you did.
But the thing is, I actually do like Toby and Chloe, but obviously my alliance relies with Kaz. So I was like, oh, fuck. But what I deeped was blackness with the ranking is mad. So we know that Kaz and Tyler came last, well, fourth, but they are winners in our eyes. Blackness helped us because blackness ensured that Teddy
now what?
Blackness ensured that Teddy came third, because the UK said, oh, the UK said, Teddy, we like you still, but you're black, so you're coming third. So blackness helped us for once.
I'm actually dead.
The anti-blackness helped us for once. Can you imagine?
Oh, gosh.
But you know, it's true, because someone said, and I'm not even trying to make this about race, but it is just an observation that Millie and Liam are the only fully white couple, and they won.
Well, that's an interesting point in itself, isn't it? Yep.
And they were exclusive before the votes closed. Sorry.
Yes. So, but that's the whiteness.
They were in the same position as Kaz and Tyler. Mm. And what Liam did was worse than what Tyler did, as far as I'm concerned. Because he and Millie were actually more legit or confirmed. Kaz and Tyler were only 4 days in.
Yeah.
4 days.
And then Liam came back and lied. And he would have continued to lie until they left.
Until Lily.
If not for the meddling kids.
Yeah, if not for the meddling kids, Liam would have continued to lie.
Also, shout out to Lily. She's a real one because I've seen that sis has just... She dropped the tea that she needed to drop in the villa. Sis left the villa. Seven looks on Instagram, getting her bag. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
She's going out with... She's dating another islander called Jack. I don't know his name. She's dating him. Yeah. Aww. She's moving in. I've not heard her say Liam's name once. She's moving. Nice. I love it. Iconic behavior. You don't need to got remnants about the past. Keep moving forward.
Vic, is there something that you're referring to? Or...
Yeah, no, I'm not referring to anybody. No. We are children of God here.
All right. Sorry.
We are children of God, but you can read it in between the lines. We're not being shady no more. But I do like, she was like, listen, that's not my part of my story. Do you know what I do? Do you know what, for Clarice, though, I do feel sorry for her in a way that every question they ask her, because I had to go and watch the full interviews, every question is about Kaz and Tyler. However,
she could
answer it differently, period.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't even seen none of the interviews or anything. But the thing is like, she is going to be asked about Kaz and Tyler because that was her experience. No, she wasn't with no one else, you know what I mean? Mm. I don't know what was said, so it's not even like I'm coming like, oh, but you get it. But if she has to talk about it, there's nothing, her experience is nothing.
Exactly,
else,
yeah. You know, I mean? No, you're right, she does. But I think, and also, I saw a clip from, I can't remember what magazine, I don't want to say if it's wrong, but it was of Aaron saying something like, oh no, me and Kaz are mates, blah, blah, blah. And then I honestly think, God, I don't know. I think that they edited a bit of Clarice laughing onto that clip.
Do you think?
Oh, I saw the clip.
I don't think that, when I watched that clip again, I don't think that run smoothly.
Oh, really?
Why would you edit? Why would you leave? Because it's like cut, laugh.
Mm.
Why would that laugh be unless she was actually we don't know, but if that laugh is there from an
unless she said something after that they cut out and she laughed, but who knows, we don't know, because she hasn't come out to defend, but
the thing is, if you look at that clip without that laugh, that laugh isn't needed, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So I don't know, I just, all I know is, sis, Clarice, if you're hearing this, stop. Stop it. Just focus on your bag, please. My goodness. Just focus on your... Don't. But it's too... I don't know. There's not much we can say.
She said, but it's too... Oh, no.
It's too...
I don't know. I think... I don't know, man. Sometimes these media outlets, like, they understand what's going on and they run with it.
So they try to do that to you as well.
Yeah, I don't know whether it's that or whether... Do you know what I mean? Like, sometimes I just look at these things now with, like, a pinch of salt because... Yeah, man. I don't know. Yeah.
How do you feel, though, Leanne? Like, do you have any regrets about going on to Love Island? Or, like, is there anything you would do differently?
Well, I don't have any regrets about going on to it because I know that if I didn't, I would be like, oh, why didn't I do it? So that's the only reason why I'm actually glad I did it, because I know, like, all right, cool, well. You know, in terms of... If I knew the processes before and stuff, it would have been easier for me. But I went in there, like... naive, I went in there, do you know what I mean? And like, I can't, if something's not for you, you can't force it to be for you, and you know what I mean? So yeah, man, it was an experience, and I'm glad that I did it. I actually am, because now, like, I'm quite a nosy person, so now I can watch it and know what's actually going on. But yeah, I don't know, like, yeah.
Would you advise other black women to go on it?
You know what it is? I would say avoid it if you can. And my thing is obviously, at the end of the day, there's other ways to get whatever you're trying to get from Love Island. So if it genuinely is love, you know, that you're trying to get, I'm going to say, if it's genuinely love that you're trying to get, don't go on Love Island. 100%, no, it's not for us, whatever. Cool. If it's, for example, a bag, whatever, there are other ways and other ways to do it, and easier ways, less stressful ways to do it. But I just say that because it wasn't for me, but it might be for the next person. Like, look at Kaz. She's done amazing.
Yeah.
And she seemed to, like, really, really flourish in the time.
She did.
Do you get what I mean? So, you know, it might not be for you, but it also might be. So, yeah, I don't know. Like...
Mm.
But it is hard in there as a black woman. I can imagine. Keep it real.
Yeah.
So Kaz really held it together and did well.
Okay, let's talk about the results. Are we happy?
I'm not happy that they came fourth. I'm not happy that Cousin Tyler came fourth because I don't understand why they would come fourth over Fedi. Sorry, yeah. I'm not having that.
But that's the, I don't know. That's the kick in the teeth, 100%. The fact that they came behind Faye and Teddy, that is a dicky team.
My teeth is hurting. But the thing is, but I'm happy that Million Lee, they are cute. I can't lie.
Yeah, no, they are cute. I just feel like the way the public vote was, okay, Kaz came fourth. Okay, I'm gutted. Teddy and Faye came third. I'm happy. I feel like at that point, they should have made us vote again for our winners.
What do you think?
Because then I would have been able to vote for Chloe and Toby.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, I would have voted for Chloe and Toby.
And
as
I feel like everyone who's like fans of Faye and Teddy and Kaz and Tyler, it gives them a chance to re-vote again because our faves are not in the final now.
Yeah, mm-hmm. For real.
That's true.
I think that's a good idea as well.
Well, you know.
And also, I didn't like, obviously, I feel like it's technically cheating, but I could be wrong. But I saw like a brand basically doing a giveaway saying that people should send their screenshots of their vote for Millie and Liam in order to win. I don't know what they sold, whether it was clothes or jewelry or whatever. But I'm like, now why are you in it?
It was given exactly.
I wish I could find the name. It was like LTK. It was a weird name.
Yeah, it was even rigged, boy.
But they were literally doing giveaways for people to vote for Millie and Liam. And I'm like, what the hell is this?
But also, I think when you have another, like, how do I say it? Because what's his name? Liam is Welsh.
Yeah,
when you have another country behind you,
yeah,
it's long.
Like, who else was it? Greg.
Very true.
What was he? What was he again? Was Ireland. He Irish?
Yeah.
So when you have like another island backing you,
if you go on Love Island, you have to pretend you're from Ireland or Wales.
I'm gonna beg it. I'm gonna say I'm Scottish.
True. Yeah, I'm gonna have to say I was born in Scotland or something.
Black Scot, stand up. Yeah. I'm gonna say.
Hey guys, put the chaps in the fridge.
I'm dead. I am dead because there was a thing people said that once you have another island backing you, Claire.
You're right.
But then I'm like, how are they able to vote? VPN.
That's true.
No, you don't need VPN from Ireland.
I'll swear. Okay, see?
No. Yeah, you don't. Yeah, you don't. I think it's just the Republic of Ireland that's a bit different, but Northern Ireland.
Yeah.
Claire. All right.
Yeah, but even people in the... Oh, go on.
People where?
Oh, no, I was just going to say, even people in the US, Nigeria, like, they've been voting. I know.
Yeah, with their VPNs. We tried. So, we really tried.
Yeah, we tried for you, Kaz. So people were saying, are Black people on code? Because a lot of Black people were voting for Teddy because they felt sorry for him.
What?
Yeah, so it's like, are Black people on code? Are we on code? And also, no, when I say on code, because a lot of people kept saying, I don't trust Tyler. How is Kyle going to win? You look big every day. I don't trust Kyle. That's planted the seed in many people's minds.
This is what I'm saying.
Not the planting the seed. Why would you vote for Teddy, who is with Faye, but not Kaz, who's with Tyler? Like, I don't know if that makes sense. But...
Don't bloody mind them. Also, Pretty Little Thing, please stop tweeting Love Island because you did a massive spoiler.
Yeah,
that's so annoying. Every single
time they tweet about these shows, every time all these fast fashion do, people just go, Where's my order?
Exactly.
Like, please just focus on sending me my clothes.
All right, guys, we have to wrap up soon because Zoom's not going to let us stay on for too long. But who do you think is going to get the biggest bag once they leave the show?
Liberty.
Mm.
I forgot about Liberty, you know, but I'm thinking Millie. I think Millie is almost like a Molly Mae part two.
I think Kaz's bag is going to be different, you know.
Oh, 100%.
Kaz is going to fly as well. I think a lot more people from this series are going to fly compared to, you know, previous series. I think a lot of them are good. A lot of them are good.
And then also, do we think that Liam and Millie will stay together?
No.
Really?
You think the distance is too much? I think the distance
is too much, and I think the gal dem that Liam's gonna get, he's not gonna know what to do. We have to remember he's still a young boy.
Yeah,
I saw bloody what? Don't make a commitment. No, if
no,
you can't
no, no.
It.
But listen, when he came, do you remember when he was with Faye?
Mm.
It feels like a long time ago, but he was talking about, she asked him, where do you see yourself in 5 years time? He was like, oh, I don't really know, really. And he was saying, I don't think I'm gonna be in a relationship or something like that. And Faye was like, but you're on Love Island.
Also, throwbacks, do you remember when Aaron and Shannon were together, Hugo and Chloe were together, Brad and Faye, Liam and Faye, and Kaz and Toby, and Kaz was trying to inspire hugs from Toby. Now sis has an amazing man with a great joggers with something inside that great joggers.
I'm finished.
Wonderful.
But this is why I couldn't be on Love Island, because a girl like me would be holding some grudges. The way Kaz was smiling for Chloe and Toby, I couldn't. I'm sorry.
That's what I mean. That's why I look at Kaz and I think, how do people not think she's a sweetheart? She really wants other people to flourish.
Yeah.
Okay, guys.
The Kaz hate. Sorry, I know we need to go, but
no, go on.
The Kaz hate is so unnecessary, because I've been seeing a lot of it, and I genuinely don't understand why. Like, it's just, to me, it has to be racism. I'm not gonna lie, man. 100%.
100%.
Does not make
sense. She's
definitely
a sweetheart. Exactly. No, you're right, Leanne. People have no reasons. Like, when I'm telling you, I went to different diasporas on Twitter to go and see what they're saying. People saying, I don't know. I don't like them for some reason.
Just don't like her? Exactly.
What is the reason?
What was the reason? This is the thing I don't understand. I don't like that. But yeah, man.
Also, another prayer for Tyler's following may it increase in Jesus' name, please, God.
What's it on now?
Let me go and see.
It's on a he's Amen. Cleared 100 now.
Oh, that's good.
But Leanne, everybody in your year, I just remember your account, everybody's account flew. I know it's not just about the followers, but it's kind of disheartening seeing like everybody back half a mil and Tyler's not. Yeah.
I know, it's really why and is I don't Brad? Understand. I genuinely don't understand why.
It was the agenda.
No, it will go
because he liked a black woman, they didn't want to give them airtime. That was literally it. If
even
he was
in the last there. Yep.
He would have
also someone made this really great point that no matter who Millie was with, she would have won. They said said that because it gave, you know, Amber. So basically, you know what Liam did? If he had came back with another girl at Casa, it would have looked worse. So, even though what he did was worse, in my opinion. So, let's say that Millie never forgave him. They would have sent another guy, like they did for Amber, and Millie would have won.
Yeah, that's true.
Right.
Yeah,
that is a good point.
Two bombshells
right,
as well, by the way.
Huh?
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, no OGs.
That's mad.
That is mad. I think that's the first season that's happened.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I think that's the first time. You're right. Mm-mm. That's insane.
Oh my God.
All right, guys, one more question before we leave. What are you going to do with your 9 p.m.s now we have that back?
Oh, I was lost yesterday. I was so lost.
I might finally join the gym.
Girl, your gym is calling me.
It's calling me. Yeah,
it's perfect gym hours.
Might as well. I don't know. I might find another show. Guys, there's another show. Apparently, it's called like Hot and Ready to Mingle.
Please, I need a break.
Oh, yeah, I can't.
But the thing is, I know I'm gonna watch it. Oh, what channel?
ITV.
They know me. I'm there. I'm already.
Dead too.
9 p.m. I even heard Married at First Sight is the UK one. Apparently, that one is gonna be very good.
I love that show.
So all right, guys. Leanne, where can the people then find you?
At Leanne Manning on everything: YouTube, TikTok, Instagram. Go follow me, guys. Keep up. You know.
Thank you, Leanne. We really appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me, guys.
And thank you so much to our wonderful listeners who have been with us. Catch us at Black Girls Living on Twitter and Instagram. My account is jazz_BW.
I'm on Vic Sanusi, Victoria Sanusi on Twitter. You can follow us on TikTok where we post snippets of this series. And you can follow us on YouTube as well. So peace. Have a blessed week. Bye.